Candace all of a sudden bringing back those debates? Is she saying Chuck is in love or Chuck is in love?
Yeah, I look in the pool hall. Well, is it here? I look in the drugstore. Is it here? No, don't come here no more. Well, I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting.
What a great song. Congratulations if you identified Rick Lee Jones and Chuck E's in Love, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you can listen easily online through our own player, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Aha, Radio Garden, and 631-359-8728, our Listen by Phone service. Light Brigade with the Gina Furtado Project. take your time, I'll be fine. I don't think she's put out a bad record ever. She can sing and swing with so many of those releases she's put out. The Sound Hound is here and is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. In just a few moments.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Thank you for helping us become a top-rated nonprofit at greatnonprofits.org. For the seventh straight year, your feedback and reviews helped show people how you value SLB and also helps other people discover the Saturday Light Brigade and our youth programs. Thank you if you left a review. If you did not, there is still time. You can do so at greatnonprofits.org. Speaking of time, if you missed last week's on-air segments featuring the Old World Warblers, national award-winning youth poet Damarian Martin, Teen Media Award honorees Maryam Sadaleva and Ella Chen, and singer-songwriters Mark Dignam and Bill Toms, you can find them and hundreds of past on-air features at slbradio.org/catalog. Oh, by the way, also slbradio.org/news is a new way that you can keep up with the latest and what's going on here. Easy to get to, slbradio.org/news. I'm looking for the Sound Hound. He's eluding me right now. Oh, there he is. And sometimes he just seems to come out of nowhere. He has brought us out for us. The idea is we hope that you will take a moment and see if you can figure out what he brought us. Let me get the sound away from him. Got it. Here's the sound that the Sound Hound brought for this week. Four. 1-2-200-5975. There's a lot there. He's given us just about 10 seconds on the nose here. Here again is the Sound Hound sound. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Billy Strings next at the Saturday Light Brigade.
In the morning when I see her in the night, she comes through to me in any kind of weather. And I know I'll never see a brighter day when she smiles with her eyes. Even with a clouded heart chalked far down, she can sing away the worry of rejection. She's a wonder to behold. I'll love her till I'm growing old, and that's the plan. But if I could find more that's worthy sure that I deserve the love that I receive. But I give it all to her. Captivating when she moves across the floor. I remember what it is I came here for. And it seems so easy now, I can't believe it, but somehow I've made her mine. Every now and then the past will ring a bell. I'm not looking back, I'm only moving forward. If I knew then what I knew now, I wouldn't be here anyhow, and it's been clear. But if I could find more that's worthy, I surrender it all. Not sure that I deserve the love that I receive, but I give it all to her.
Just getting by with my kids and a wife. Lord, I've been a working man, dang near all my life. I keep on a working. As long as these old hands are fit to you, hey, I'll go home tired in the evening, sing a little bit of these working men blues. Pick me one. about leaving, and I can do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train for another town, but I go back to working. I gotta buy my wife and my kids some brand new shoes. Guitar a little bit and sing a little bit of these working man blues.
The Saturday Light Brigade. That's Doc Watson.
I just had to pick that one time and hear what you did to it.
Along with
ever
Brian.
On the stage together, we'll know what to do.
Sutton. I don't want to interrupt them.
Well, Donald, I waked you up. Yeah, I did.
And the Working Man Blues here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A lot of correct answers coming in. And I'm not surprised. The sound hound had whispered in my ear that he thought this one would be an easy one to chalk up this morning. And if you came up with the correct answer, congratulations. We'll have the correct answer in a moment. Kara in Brookline was the very first. And Bill has the correct answer and was among the a few who noted that it was a very good result for the person making this sound. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, got it. So did Tom in McCandless. And Otis, Larkin, and Tegan all got the correct answer. Initially, Drew was included in that list, but then they amended it. A charge to you nonetheless. The dynamic duo, Linda and Fred and Collier, got it. So did Jeff and Alain. Ralph and Donna in Crabtree came up with the correct answer, and Kevin got it. And a correct answer also for Mike and Mars. And Mike, you inspired me to play the next song that's coming up. Thank you for implicitly suggesting it. A correct answer from Dan in Mercer and John in Economy and Ty and Jack in Valencia got it. So did Patrick in the South Park area, actually in South Park. Rich in Edinburgh got it. Jim in Blackridge. Also Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania got the correct answer. Caden was so close. And Caden thought it might be bowling. And it does have a little bit of the sound of bowling after the beginning part. This part here. Sounds a bit like that. John and Addie in East Deer got it. And the correct answer also from Larry and Vanessa in Italy. Stu and McCandless also got it, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. Carla got the correct answer as well. John and Carrick also came up with the correct answer. Bill and Lucius Burrow got it. Patrick also thought it sounds like a bowling alley. Often the sound up could be made in a bowling alley. If you had one of these in a bowling alley, sometimes they're there to have in a bowling alley, but not always. Let's see. We have Dust Bowl and Brian to say hello to. Hello, Dust Bowl. How are you?
I'm doing fine today. How are you doing?
Good. It's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. I liked the story you were telling about the Dodge that your dad got earlier when we were talking about when we knew we had it made as kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... We lived in Sharon there, so we were like the last people in the block to get a car for the family, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing those things that as a kid you just thought, wow, suddenly we're in the lap of luxury. And I know there are more I can think of if I just concentrate a little bit. Color TV is the biggest one I think of, but I know there are more out there. You knew this sound almost immediately. What did you think it was?
Well, that's a billiard ball, someone playing pool.
Yeah, and a very sick, you can hear a few drops, too, so it must have been a good break.
Yes, very good break. Yeah, a friend of ours used to have one in his house, and then he moved and lost the billiard table.
Yeah, those often end up, they're hard to move. They, if you've got a good one, they are heavy with the slate.
Well, we moved into a retirement condo, and there's not enough room in that particular complex there to put that in its place there. So it stayed behind. So,
Yeah.
It's been a few years since we played pool.
Yes, indeed. Did you play pool much, or do you play?
Not normally. I think I played some in high school. And then my adult life a little bit, but not a whole lot. Not really that great at it. Every once in a while I get lucky and get a couple pockets, but you know.
I used to play on and off, but never too much on a regular basis. There's this thing that shows up on the internet every now and then on the old Dick Van Dyke show where Laura Petrie was supposed to make this incredible pool shot, the character, where I think she sinks three balls in one shot, and the idea was she was going to shoot it literally, film it, and hit the ball, and then later they were going to cut in somebody who could really make this trick shot, but she actually made it when they were filming it, and it was very... what folks say is that the reaction is quite clear that all the other actors were astounded that it worked. And that's the neat thing about pool. If you know the angle in the right spot, it really is a game of skill.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Well done, Saturday Light Brigade Charge, to you. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to be heard from.
Take care. Here's to a good weekend. And we have Brian about to join us, too. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Larry? I knew it was pool right away. I've never played it, but I've seen it on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and very astute listeners notice that the balls are going back right here when they roll.
Yeah.
Rather than staying in the pockets, they're going back to the forbidden, you cannot get at these unless you put a quarter or two, or three, or four into the machine.
Or four.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you'll spend $20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're going back into that little cage where you just can't have it unless unless you pay again. Any plans for you for this weekend?
Just chilling out, enjoying the weather and stuff right now, and maybe hanging with some friends. What about you guys? Anything
Excellent.
Fun? Or?
Well, we have a great group of students joining us today after the program, and we're going to talk about oral history together. We're so busy lately that I have to teach. We're getting down to the second string, so.
But guess what? I'd rather have you as a teacher because you know the craft. You know what I'm saying? You know radio.
We've got a lot of great educators here on our team, and I'm just kidding. I'm looking forward to meeting with them. So it should be a nice weekend, all in all. Well, a charge to you.
Beautiful. And then I guess you can go home and relax and...
Yes,
tomorrow,
go home and
enjoy your Sunday off.
Yes, and visit with the cats.
Exactly.
Well done. Thanks, Brian. And a charge to him, and a charge to you, and a charge to Mike and Mars for suggesting this selection.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they sit down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, shore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker shirt tail young ones peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen. One fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right
with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City. Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble.
Admit it, you're singing.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children gonna have trouble.
trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool!
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Yes, we got trouble.
With a T.
Yes,
gotta rhyme it with P.
Right,
and S stands for pool.
The great Robert Preston singing the incredible music of Meredith Wilson and Saturday Light Brigade charge. Also to Jim Vaglia, who got the correct answer, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Carla from McMurray's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Start your hands a clapping.
Stomp, stomp.
Start your feet a pat.
Stomp, stomp.
To the right,
stomp, stomp.
To the left, Jack, you really come on.
Stomp, stomp.
Jump into the boogie.
Stomp, stomp.
Do the boogie woogie.
Stomp, stomp.
To the right,
stomp, stomp.
To the left, Jack, you really come on. You feel so alive when you're starting to swing. You don't know, and I don't know, nobody knows a thing. Start your hands clapping,
stomp, stomp.
Start your feet a pat,
stomp, stomp.
To the right,
stomp, stomp.
To the left, Jack, you really come on.
Stomp, stomp.
Missing Cats at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tis Autumn, one of our favorite seasons. I hate to say favorites, but I do like this time of the year, and I hope you're enjoying fall. Veterans Day is November 11th. And I wanted to get information for you about the Veterans Day Parade in the city of Pittsburgh, which steps off today, November 8th, at 10:30 at 10th and Liberty. It's one of the oldest in the country, the Veterans Day parade. And this will be the 107th Veterans Day parade, stepping off at 10th and Liberty this morning at 10:30 and proceeding down Liberty toward Point State Park. And there'll be road closures around that area, or detours until roughly 2 o'clock this afternoon, November 8th.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Patrick in Stanton Heights noted that his favorite pool scene, we were talking about shooting pool, because our sound hound was a break of pool balls at the beginning of the game, is in Miami Vice when Crockett played a game against McCarthy. Crockett won and then got into McCarthy's big boat race. The Hustler is a movie I could watch over and over. Jackie Gleason is incredible in that film. Are you ready now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. We'll give you three words, and it's up to you to decide what one word naturally follows the three that we give you. They are road, blind, and bed. Road, blind, and bed. One word naturally follows those three, and if you think you know what that one word is, I hope you'll participate.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. What one word comes after road, blind, and bed? James and Freiburg was the first. He got it already. and a few more coming in. Tommy suggests we add river and a bay and maybe another one. It might be a little confusing. You'd need to make our answer plural. Choosing. Patrick has the correct answer. And Jim in Black Ridge has it, so does Gail in Stanton Heights. And John in Carrick has it, and I see Barb in Oaklawn with the correct answer. Road, blind, bed. We could also add hill, curb, and back. Oh, very good, Tom. Suggests that we add fire, ocean, or port to our clues. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, and Collier reports in with the correct answer. If you would like to share your answer on the radio, kids, adults, anybody in between, you can appoint a delegate for your family at 412-200-5975. By the way, earlier the Soundhound came and visited. I forgot to feed him again. I think I would have remembered regardless. But thank you, Soundhound, for bringing us a nice sound today. We always like to make sure we feed the Soundhound shortly afterwards. And it looks like Carla got this very quickly. She is here right now. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I tried to get in on the pool, but I couldn't get in. The phone wouldn't let me in.
Our lines have been quite busy today, which is a nice thing, although I feel bad when people can't get through, which happens sometimes.
Yes.
So you knew we were looking for what?
The word is side.
Side, absolutely.
There are so many other clues. There's upside of something, the downside, underside, inside, outside. I can
yes.
There's so many more clues, too.
There are a lot. Roadside, blindside, yeah. And bedslide. I think blind for blindside and possibly bed. Are kind of unique is clues.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, since I am blind, every side is my blind side. I'm totally blind, so I got a chuckle out of that one.
Yeah, and I'm thinking blindfold would be, I was thinking of what words just could follow blind that are common words that don't necessarily apply to blindness per se, a blind side or blind fold, or I should say
blind alley.
A blind alley, yeah, or a blind spot.
Blind spot, blind school, a blind school. They call the schools for the blind school.
Yeah, there's, as if you were being taught, well, you are in some ways being taught how to be blind. It's been a long time since I've been to a blind school, but I've been to a few of them, and it's amazing what you learn there.
Yeah. Well, I went to the Western Pennsylvania School for the Blind. It's changed a lot, and then I my last 3 years I was mainstreamed and graduated from Peters Township. So I've had experiences in both, and that helped me to get ready for going to college because I was the only blind kid in both of those schools. So
I'll bet. Do you think mainstreaming, it was a good experience overall?
I thought it was a really good experience. I think in an ideal world, somebody would go to a regular residential school for part of your education and then mainstream for part of it because you could get a full education, a really well-rounded education that way, I think.
Yeah, that's a good observation. And not enough people really you know, talk about, I mean, I think it's good to talk about these issues.
People
shy around those sometimes. And it's, when I've, my old friend Joyce Dribben was very into, she ran an organization called the Blind Outdoor Leisure Development
Bold
Group.
Yes, I was in that for a while. It just got too hard to get transportation to what they were doing, but I'd join again if there were sighted people in this area, you know.
But it was about encouraging blind people to do things like ski and canoe. I don't think they did darts, although there were plenty of blind darts groups. But all sorts of activities that one might assume would not be fun for somebody who is blind, but actually brought a great deal of pleasure to people.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed talking with Joyce about that work.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. I've known her for years.
Well, a charge to you. And
thank you.
Here's hoping you have a good weekend.
I hope you too. Your show gets my weekend off to a good start all the time. So have a good day.
Thanks. Take care. And Stu came up with it. He said this was a little tough because blind can also be a verb, and it typically is in the meaning that we used it. Elaine in Maine got it, and John in Economy Borough also got it. Mike is in Alabama and came up with the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights also got it. Mike and Mars said add the word flip. That is a great clue. Stu came up with it, and those are the charges we have to dispense. Here's Stan Davis now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
We're navigating down the river of life, side by side. More years than I can count, it's been quite a ride. Sometimes rough and rocky, sometimes gentle and calm. We're navigating down the river of life, on and on. We're navigating down the river of life, on and on. You don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone, before each day is gone. Early one morning there's a fair wind blowing from behind. We don't have to paddle, we just drift and take our time. We sit and watch the eagles nesting in the trees. We're navigating down the river of life on days like these. We're navigating down the river of life on days like these. I'll tell you, you don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone, before each day is gone. River gets shallow and the bottom scrapes, we run aground. Then first a shower, then a torrent, then the thunder sounds. We run to shore for shelter, shiver in wet clothes. We're navigating down the river of life, on we go. We're navigating down the river of life, on we go. You don't have to push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone, before each day is gone. To push that river, it just keeps rolling on. There's more to see around the bend before each day is gone, before each day is gone. Flat water rivers or roaring rapids, calms and gales. These changes challenge us, keep life from growing stale. We chose this life together, that cannot be denied. We're navigating down the river of life, side by side. We're navigating down the river of life, side by side. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along, singing a song, side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Hunting through all kinds of weather. What if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. Well, they've all had their quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just a traveling along, a singing a song, side by side. We'll see that sun in the morning, just peeking over the hill. I'll bet you're sure it always has, and it always will. Well, that's how I feel about someone, and somebody feels about me. We're sure in love with each other, and that's the way it's gonna be. Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we'll travel along and sing a song, side by side. Oh, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side. Oh, through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should fall? Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. Well, they've all had the quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing songs, side by side.
Guy Mitchell at the Saturday Light Brigade, and side by side. Every time I play that song, I remember having to, well, I remember having the opportunity to sing that song as a Cub Scout. I was going to say having to, but I'll say it more positively about that. I saw a group of kids singing recently. They were elementary school students, and one boy in the front row was holding his music right in front of his face, so he could not see the audience, and the audience could not see him. And it reminded me very much of that experience of singing with the Cub Scouts. You also heard Stan Davis and Side by Side, and this is Bob Amos with a song for the season. For Rick and a number of others by multiple requests, it's Bob Amos and November at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Branches silhouetted high against a pearl gray sky. Facing the wind, I turn my collar up and down. inside. I stop to watch a lone swan flying south, drifting through the cold November clouds. And then I turn to walk again, thinking all the while about you. Footsteps crunching softly through the snow, and the leaves below, humming a tune, a single voice echoed by the winds, lonesome whistle moan. I stand and gaze across the pond, and blow upon my
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Bob Amos and November. Let's get started with birthdays right away. Today, November 8th, Henry of Mount Lebanon, Patrick of South Park from Susan and Michael, Ariliana of Midway from the Grace family, Johnny Morris, Asa from your family, and Tim of Forest Hills. On November 9th, we have Ron, Katrina of Donegal, from Mom and Dad, and John and Robert, Ross of McCandless from your family, Kaylin of the North Hills, Jill of Shaler from Bill, Evan of McKeesport from Gary, Jared from Ellen, Jacob of Greensburg, Lee of Washington, Pennsylvania, Michaela of Bethel Park, and Bob and Betty have an anniversary on November 9th. On November 10th, Monday, Frankie from Mom, Dad, Theo, Grandma, Pap Pap, that's Jim in Blackridge, and your whole family, Otis from Drew and Tegan and Larkin. Happy birthday, Otis.
Happy birthday to you.
You're now a perfect square, if my math is right. Elizabeth of Squirrel Hill, daughter of Laura and Alan, happy birthday to you. Jim of the Heights of Crafton, happy birthday to you. From your wife, Nicolette, also on November 10th, we have David from Lois and AJ. And Tom of New London Township from Kellyanne. And Emily and Nicholas. Today is also Tom and Kelly's anniversary. I said Kellyanne. I should have said Kelly. Happy birthday on November 11th to Karen of Valencia, Laurel of Bellevue, Russ in Kangut, North Carolina, from Sharon and family, Andy of Forest Hills, from Paul and Betsy and Rebecca. And Yora for Mom, Dad, and Finn. Mike from Judy. And Alex, Carl, and Zach. And Eleanor of Highland Park from your mom and dad. Happy birthday on the 12th to Isabella of Reynoldsville, Bronner of Grove City, from Mom and Dad, Aurora, Creation, and Titus, Jade of Sheridan, Becky from Bob, Layla of the Northside, Rick of Monroeville from Janet and Juliana, Teresa of Spring Garden from Adam, Sammy and Leo, and Sarah of McCandless from Husband Stew, and kids Gabe and Amy and your whole family. On November 13th, we have Alex of Upper St. Clair from Brother Zach and parents Bill and Celia, and Martha of Allison Park